I've been doing an awful lot of traveling around, and I've been lecturing in a lot of towns. And the one thing that I've discovered, particularly in the smaller towns, is they have four or five organizations to fight communists. But they don't have any communists. For example, I was in Sarasota, Florida, and the nearest card-holding communist was in Miami. And Miami wouldn't let him go. So they called Jacksonville. And Jacksonville said, "We need all we've got." So I've called for a redistribution of the Communist Party. So each town would get one. And he'd be kind of the resident communist. And he'd be paid by the town to be the threat there. They'd throw garbage on his lawn, break his windows, beat up his kids. And I sent this idea to J. Edgar Hoover, and he never answered my letter. Which made me write an article recently about the fact that I didn't think there was any J. Edgar Hoover. And I said in this article that he was actually made up by the Reader's Digest.
Food allergic lesbian here, Madge Weinstein, yeastradio.com, as if you didn't fucking know that. Oh, I heard the music. I thought I was hallucinating. I can't find the fucking thing. I'm trying to find this fucking thing. Anyway, that was Art Buchwald at the beginning. The interesting thing is... Oh, this is horrible. But actually, that was the second time Art Buchwald has made an appearance on Yeast Radio. In fact, this is really true and very disturbing, but there's a show way back in the archives of the Yeast. Sometime when I was doing the show on Sirius Stars 102 or 103, it changed, I don't know. And Norm Augustinus used to do regular piece for me. In it, Art Buchwald was at a hospice dying, and Norm called him and talked to him and asked him questions. And it's on Yeast Radio, and that may very well be his very last public speaking bit on here on Yeast Radio, being humiliated by Norm. If anybody knows where that is, please link to it. If the file is missing, then tell me what the file name is, and I'll try to find it. I'm sure I have it somewhere. Maybe the Cheryl does. Why is my voice look loud? Not loud. Oh, who cares? I can turn it up. Who, Papa, don't preach. I can't find the wire. Because I wanted to do this program on the laptop because I'm compressing lots of video on the desktop. And I didn't want to fuck it up. So, right. You know, okay, so I'm going to play this Opera Queen montage. I'm going to play, I played a little bit of it the other day on the video that I posted on Yeast Radio with me and the Emergency Yeast cast. And then... what happened is the Opera Queen, well, I played the Steam Pipes Man. Well, that's part of an extended recording. I'm right on top of the air conditioning. That's part of an extended recording of the Steam Pipe Man, and actually the Opera Queen made an entire compilation called Lumpkin, Mr. Lumpkin, because Mr. Lumpkin actually, oh my God, I'm not supposed to say Opera Queen. Well, somebody I know. No, never mind. Wasn't no opera queen. Into my hands appeared I have a guest DJ. We'll call him No Name. He did it. He's very old, and he doesn't have any equipment. He cleaned out the house of a dead person named Mr. Lumpkin. This is all true. Swear to God. Swear to Methuselist. Methuselist T. Gack. Oh, a dildo. So Mr. Lumpkin died, and my friend, old person, letter X, had to clean up his house. In it, he found pictures of dead rats, pictures of, basically, this is an old man who really got off on finding disturbing things in the neighborhood, and he would take pictures and document it. He would, you know, the steam pipes are the very obvious example, but he would also take pictures of, you know, litter and, you know, in the alley, and maybe he took pictures of dead rats so he could send it to the city of Chicago. Anyway, I was going to wait until I got this documentation from the from my old friend, old person X, before I posted this, but I'll probably wait, and then when I do get the dead rat pictures, I'll just post it with the Yeast Radio album art for another unrelated show. Anyway, so you're going to hear that today after I talk. Not for very long I'm going to talk, okay? So it's very exciting. It's a guest mashup. The Opera Queen is very old. He has no equipment. He doesn't have a computer. He has no idea how to use anything. He has a tape dubbing deck, and he's able to do dubbing and mixing only because the recorder doesn't have an erase head. I don't know how it works, but somehow it doesn't erase when you record. Unless you have to erase the whole tape first or something. Anyway, so that enables him to mix. So it's a very primitive form of mixing, and you can get a taste for what this person, person X, what is in his brain, and what's in my brain for deciding to waste your time with it. Now, gentle audience, I am going to cook an egg. I don't know if I've told you about this, but there was a device on my wish list which I have received, besides the wonderful iPod Touch, which I have yet to receive from Wayne, which I can't wait to get, by the way. Anyway, so there was an item you may have noticed a while back called a back to basics toaster / egg cooker. So I have this toaster that cooks eggs, okay? I have a toaster that cooks eggs. And it's really amazing. I'm going to link to the Amazon here, so please buy it. It's so amazing. And if you click on my Amazon link, a link card, by the way, referencing yesterday's show, is what they call a food stamp credit card here in Illinois, as Barack says. Please vote for Barack Obama. Please vote for him, vote for him, vote for him. Anyway, so eggs, right. So this fucking wonderful thing, right? It is amazing. You make a Wavo McMuffin all at once. It's too good to be true. It was only $30, this thing. So it has and you look at the thing, because I'm sure, go to yeastradio.com, you should see the link to it, the toaster. Click on it and buy it. It's only $30. And then I'll get like $3 or something from everyone that buys one. Or maybe it's probably less than that. Whatever. Anyway. But this thing so is awesome because, I get so excited I can hardly talk about it. But, ooh. So it cooks. It cooks eggs three ways while you toast. It either soft boils up to four eggs, which I love soft boiled eggs. Oh, when you cut off the top and you eat the egg with some salt. Oh, is that good? Oh, if you never have a soft boiled egg, you gotta run out and click on this thing, right? Run out and click it. Oh yeah. Oh, you know you want to. And so my vagina hurts. Oh yeah. So hello. Am I recording? Yeah. So, right. I'm also compressing. The video I'm compressing is the musical Eating Raoul that David Serta did. It's so good. Oh, I'm gonna put clips on Insane Combs hopefully soon. Now that it's after Labor Day, I'm back into the swing of things, doing regular programs, posting more videos, and you guessed it, whatnot. So anyway, so, oh, you just heard the egg crack. I'm ahead of myself. So, or it also has a poaching tray. And this is how you basically can make these Huevo McMuffins. So I bought the English muffins, the healthy ones, the whole wheat with no fructose corn syrups in it. So I'll just do it. Okay, so I put the Hardy Grains Thomas's English muffin, whole wheat with whole grain, it says, whole grain. So it's, if you're on Weight Watchers, it's good. So yeah, and then you press the, so I put the toast in it. I press the egg and toast button. I'm going to pretend to do this because I already did this, but I poach, you fill up the water. I want a soft poached egg, not medium. So I pour in the water, the holder, the water up to where it says soft poached egg, and then I pour it in. So I did that into the reservoir. Then there's, I don't know what, the, some tray that usually goes to hold eggs, which I don't know. I guess it's just some sort of middleman for trays. And then I have the, okay, then I'm going to put the little, there's a little, what they call a poaching tray, which is wonderful. Oh. And that's wonderful because, so I just broke an egg into the poaching tray. They said you're supposed to break the yolk. I don't break the yolk because I want it to squirt out like a jism, okay? That way I can do some dunking. I love yolkies. Oh, fuck you with the cholesterol. Anyway, so, okay, so now I put, now this is the other part that's exciting. So then there's another tray that goes on top, and that's the meat warming tray. And that's where I'm going to put my one slice of Canadian bacon. The Farkin's pest. Okay. And then you put the dome on it, because you can watch it all, right? So it's this clear dome with a hole in it. All, now, so I press the egg and toast. I've got the toast set at medium. All I do to set this whole thing into operations is I press down on the toast, but the toaster lever. And it's going to start, and I'll let you know when it's done, and then I'll eat it out. Meanwhile, I'm going to tell you about this horrible thing. You've probably already heard, but if you haven't, I got my vagina. No, I didn't. That was last week. I'm not going to talk about my vagina. I just couldn't believe this, but you can, first of all, I recommend you go to democracynow.org for today, Tuesday. I don't know what date it is. And download today's show. It's very important. But two Democracy Now! Producers and Amy Goodman were arrested by riot police in Minneapolis, St. Paul, well, technically St. Paul, I guess, last night. And not only that, but there were something like 200 other people arrested and several other journalists, including an AP photographer. And it's a fucking police state at that fucking thing. And I just, like, it was... General audience, it was heartbreaking to listen to. I want you to listen to it. I just have not, can't think of the last time that something on the news just, I mean, it was almost like 9/11 kind of thing. I mean, granted, it was not that scale, but the way it made my heart sink and my soul and humanity sink and our collective soul and American soul sink into the fiery pits of bloated hell. Seriously, it was just awful. I went to take a nap. I'm exhausted today. I woke up real early, and I did yoga after not being able to sleep. And then I couldn't even take a nap with Trotsky. I was so upset, because I listened to the Democracy Now! Show that they did about it. It's just unbelievable that we live in... I'm not going to say we live in a police state, but... this is what the Republicans are doing. The Republic, I mean, they got their, Amy and the producers, they had press credentials. They even had, they had the highest credentials where you can get onto the floor of the convention. And they still arrested her, and the producers, not only that, but they threw them on the ground. There's video of this. It's fucking unbelievable. So there's no respect for the media at this convention. These Republicans are so, they're just, the fucking Communist Party from the Soviet Union, the Politburo, whatever you call it, they are the Mao Zedong Communists, the Communist Party of China. This is a serious dictatorship, this Republican Party, okay, is a dictatorship. It is so important to take them out by voting. And I know, and we really, I mean, just watch the show. I can't express it any more than this. But it's so awful. It's just what it, just, can you, but this is what's happening to our country. Police state and people in this country, we just fucking don't believe anything until it's right in our fucking face. Because even though everything ridiculous has happened in the past few years, somehow Americans still don't believe that the next ridiculous thing is going to happen until it's too late. But, oh my God. So even in other countries, crazy countries like Congo and all these war-ridden countries, I mean, it's pretty much unheard of that you don't respect the press. Although Israel doesn't either. They shot that one guy even though he had a press sign. But they just have no... There is becoming... Oh my God. But these Republicans are into martial law, they're into the police state. And basically when Amy said, well, what do you think about these people, not, you know, because they were also doing searching people's houses without warrants. I mean, totally illegal, unconstitutional stuff. And Amy Goodman asked them while she was in jail, what do you think of them doing this, warrantless searching? He said, awesome, awesome, the cop said. So we have a bunch of uneducated Republican wannabe thugs. The man that ripped off Amy's credentials and the other producer's credentials, oh, there's the toast egg thing, was a Secret Service agent. And fucking unbelievable. And they weren't doing anything wrong at all. Nothing. They were just standing where the police, near the police. Nothing illegal. Fucking unreal, gentle audience. Unreal. Oh my God. I dropped my hand. So now I got the muffin. I'm going to slice some cheese, some Gouda. Real Gouda. That I got from the Trader Joe. I don't know what I was talking about with Glad, but can you believe that? But, you know, there's no respect for the difference between press and what the press is covering. Press is to be respected, and this is a direct reflection of what's happened in Iraq. You know, the bombing of Al Jazeera, supposedly an accident by American forces, even though there's a signed letter from the American government asking President or Prime Minister Blair for permission to do just that months before. Forget about the fact that we have a signed statement proving that the intelligence was faked to go into Iraq in the first place. Let's ignore that. Forget the fact that the president is issuing signing statements for fucking everything. It's totally fucking illegal. Forget about all that. Come on, get out. So now I'm taking the egg out. So it's just so beautiful. I should do this on video sometime. So I have the Wavo McMuffin, I've got the cheese, I've got the Canadian bacon, I've got it all ready to go. Put a little salt on it. I did put a little salt on it. I'm going to let it sit here and let it just... I'm going to have to eat the yolk side first because it's on one side. So that way when it jizzes out, it'll go into the sandwich. Anyway, what are you going to do? Anyway, so I'm just going to keep begging. Please, the thing is, I've talked to so many people, and most of these Democrat people, I know they're so fucking pessimistic about it. You know, we're not going to win. McCain's going to win. What? Why, all of a sudden you've got a fucking weather girl, you know, running, and now you're scared? Oh, come on, people. All we have to do is get all these people who don't vote to fucking vote. They're everywhere. And yeah, they may say, oh, the machinery is fucked. The elections are warped anyway. It's all fucking rigged. Well, yeah, but you know what? If you have enough votes, you can surpass all that crap. You can still win. If you get a landslide, you can still win. And at least you will have tried and not made me very angry at you. I'm going to bite into it. Nice egg and cheese and bacon. Wavo McMuffin. Oh, I miss Mayor McCheese. So, please worry about it, to reverse quote Listwood. Numbers. That's all it is, strength in numbers. You know, like I said yesterday, create a visualization, make it happen. I mean, we're in this wonderful 2-month period where we actually have hope because it's possible to get these motherfuckers out of office. all we have to do is get people to fucking vote. The people that aren't voting have to fucking vote. And they're everywhere. They work with you. They are everywhere. Convince them that it matters. How? I don't fucking know. Maybe just yell at them. Just tell them you're going to fucking drive them to the fucking poll and they're going to fucking vote or you're going to kick their ass. Maybe that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to start the Opera Queen so I can finish my sandwich. And you guessed it. What is this? Oh, that's the turntable. We don't need that on. Where the fuck is it? Did I say Opera Queen? I meant old person that is anonymous. Let's see. Is this it?
She is not sick. She is perfectly normal.
Where the fuck is it? I have so many fucking things on here, I can't see shit.
You know you want this hot steamy cunt Doris, honey.
Where is it? It was just there. Steam pipes, it's called. Steam pipes. Jesus fucking Christ, where is it? Oh my God, steam pipes. Steam pipes. Steam pipes. Steam pipes. I'm sorry, audience. I'm really sorry. Hold on. Oh, Jesus.
Wednesday.
Where is it? Is that it? No. Is that it? No. Let's just go back into here. I'm so sorry, audience. So sorry. Yeast Radio. Samples. Cropped. No, processed. Sorry. Crop. Wednesday. Let's see. Person steam pipe. Let's see. And here we go. Thanks for listening and go fuck yourselves twice. Here it is.
The second movement, Der Einsame im Herbst, from Das Lied von der Erde by Gustav Mahler. The second movement, Der Einsame im Herbst, from Das Lied von der Erde by Gustav Mahler, with mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig, the Neufelharmonia Orchestra, with Otto Klemperer conducting. This is an EMI recording that I think is probably still available, and the other singer on this recording is Fritz Wunderlich. What a remarkable achievement this is. And the final work, unfortunately, on our 2 hours with Carlos Kalmar as guest host. Thank you so much for being here.
It was such a pleasure, such a treat to share all this music with you.
Tuesday, 9:28 p.m., February 20th, 1990. Here's this source of irritation here. It's been going on for 21 days now. Builds up, the steam builds up. And the banging is now letting up. It goes on every damn night. 21 days. 5:01 a.m. Wednesday morning, here the crap starts all over again. It's been going on this way since the 1st of February. 3-4 times a night.
What in the hell more do you have to hear, for God's sake? What in the hell more do you have to hear? 9:38 a.m. Wednesday morning. Here we go again. I'm really sick and tired of recording this, and the tenants are getting tired of the bullshit too, all right?
Thank you. You can hear over this recording. Again, this is Friday, March 26, 8:30 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is a group of boys who have come up out of nowhere in the past 6 months to become the talk of the nation. It's Spike Jones and his City Slickers with Carl Grayson singing Hitler's national anthem, The Fuhrer's Face.
Thank you.
When the Führer says he is the master ace, he heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. When Herr Goebbels says we own the Berlin's base, we heil, heil, right in Herr Goebbels' face. When Herr Göring says they'll never bomb this place, we heil, heil, right in Herr Göring's face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman. If this was the land before, would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this country land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world to order. I'll hit this world to order. Every one of foreign race will love the Führer's face when we bring to the world disorder. When the Führer says he is the master race, be heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so be heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. When the Führer said he is the master ace, be heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so be heil, heil.
That's good.